been traveling far without a home, but not without a star. Free, only want to be free. We huddle close and hang on to a dream. America, never looking back again. They come into America. Oh, don't it seem so far away? But we're traveling light today, in the eye of a storm, in the eye of a storm. A new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. America, every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they got to share. They come into America. Of the I've seen, of the I've seen today, 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 today.
Hi, folks, and welcome to this very special edition of the Ed Boston Podcast Network. It is July the 4th, 2018, and it is our special 4th of July edition. We are pleased to have started with a very, very upbeat song, an upbeat song about coming to America, America by Neil Diamond. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start this podcast. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the love that you have for us and the love that you have for our great nation. We thank you, Father, that we were founded upon godly principles by godly men who believed in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray a blessing over this show. I pray a blessing over each person that listens, and we just thank you for who you are. Thank you for blessing America. In Jesus' name, amen. Wanted to start out the show after our opening song by reading a little bit of scripture. I got three or four verses here that I want to share. Psalm 33:12 says this: "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Let's continue on. In 2 Corinthians 3:16 it says, "But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Lord is freedom. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I believe that today we still have that freedom in Christ here in the United States of America. Finally, for this part of the show, we'll have some scripture a little bit later. Galatians 5, verse 1 says, "It is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Freedom isn't free. Our freedom through God was bought with a price, that price being the blood and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And our freedom was never free here in America. We were founded and then fought a bloody war. Through the years, we've lost hundreds of thousands of brave men and women so that our freedom would stand firm. No, freedom isn't free, but it was worth the price. Listen to this song here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Stars and Stripes Forever. Don't you just love patriotic music? And wow, it just makes you lift it up and upbeat and da da da. Oh well, I guess you already heard that, right? So You don't need to hear me do it, but I love patriotic music. I love the 4th of July. You know, so many of the holidays that we celebrate are solemn, and they should be. While you look at the entire history of the United States, and there is much to be thankful for and many, many solemn occasions, the 4th of July is a celebration, the celebration of our independence. I was talking to Amy earlier today. My dad loved the 4th of July. And, well, if you know me and you know my relationship to my dad, then probably figure I love the 4th of July too. Pretty much like my dad, pretty much a clone. That's okay with me. Another song that goes with the 4th of July, and it is 100 years old today. God Bless America. July 4th is the 100th birthday of the unofficial anthem penned by immigrant Irving Berlin. And the fact that it was penned by an immigrant is so fitting. The 4th of July marks the 100th birthday of America's unofficial national anthem, God Bless America, written by immigrant Irving Berlin in the same year he became a U.S. citizen. Berlin, born Israel Balin in Russia, fled religious persecution in 1893 when he was 5. Entering America for the first time, according to the New York Times, he was placed in a holding pen with his brothers and sisters while immigration officials decided their fate. 25 years later, he would write the fabled tune based on a phrase his mother would say. Berlin noted that although his family was poor, his mother exclaimed, "God bless America," with emotion that was almost exaltation, the Times reported. According to the Library of Congress, Berlin wrote God Bless America as a peace song in response to the fascism and war-threatening Europe in 1938. God Bless America debuted on November the 10th, 1938, to commemorate Armistice Day, and the revenues for the song went to the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts of America. The Times reported that the song was originally conceived by Berlin for a soldier show as a fundraiser when he was an army private at Camp Upton in New York in February 1918. He rediscovered the song 2 decades later and gave a revised version to the radio star Kate Smith, who sang it weekly. The song gained popularity quite quickly. In 1938, Berlin led a crowd singing the song, the Times said, after a speech against bigotry by Eleanor Roosevelt, in which she warned, "Fear arising from intolerance and injustice constitutes the chief danger to our country." As the song has aged, its meaning and ideology have changed. Often sung during citizenship and naturalization ceremonies, it has been welcomed but also faced backlash. We're going to talk about a citizenship and naturalization ceremony here in just a few minutes. In modern times, the song became a symbol of collective unity in the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Times said, sung everywhere from memorials to the Capitol and neighborhood candlelight vigils to Broadway theaters and professional baseball games. Regardless of the song's politics, its original tent was gratitude. It was the land he loved. It was his home sweet home. He, the immigrant who made good, was saying thank you, his daughter Mary Ellen Barrett wrote about her father's song. God Bless America. Here is a stunning rendition by one of our favorites, Jackie Evancho.
Across the sea, let us such a beautiful song. Please stand and sing along.
If you'd like to listen over and over to that version of the song by Jackie, it's up at the Ed Boston Podcast Network Facebook site. Thanks to our friend Trevor Decker, who edited that from a show on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. I mentioned earlier that I was going to talk about an immigration ceremony. On this 4th of July, 2018, 14,000 immigrants became U.S. citizens. On this Independence Day, naturalization ceremonies will turn 14,000 immigrants into proud American citizens. And before I continue on, there's not going to be any political talk on the show tonight. We are celebrating. So if you just took a deep breath and wondered where that is going to go, I'm even going to skip a part of this article that may be construed that way. The U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services will welcome the 14,000 immigrants in about 175 ceremonies across the country on the 4th of July, according to the American Immigration Council. The numbers of immigrants this year, fiscal year 2018, has been thus far 163,000 people, which is a 55% increase from the same time as last year. At a naturalization ceremony in New Hampshire, 102 people hailing from 48 different countries became citizens before an audience that included the state's two senators, Jeannie Shaheen and Maggie Hassan, and Governor Chris Sununu. In New York, Karina Bourbon, who arrived in the U.S. from the Dominican Republic 10 years ago, explained how it felt to realize her dream. "I'm so excited. It was a long journey, but finally I did it," Bourbon said. "Now I have become a part of the nation. I want to help my community and help the people become citizens too." Another person born in Bangladesh, now living in the Bronx, told the Daily News, "It was hard to leave her home country and her friends behind. New York is so easy to handle. You can go everywhere. You can study here, you can get financial aid. In Bangladesh, you have to pay a lot of money to study." She is studying at LaGuardia Community College and hoping to pursue a career in health administration. Love stories. That's what America was founded on. This is what the country was built upon. Immigrants coming, getting their citizenship, and doing the right thing. As we continue on, I've intentionally interwoven secular music along with Christian music, and this is one of my favorite secular songs. Listen to Kid Rock singing "Born Free."
And I don't want no one.
In advertising for this show, I mentioned that we were going to have some readings, and so I looked up some poems. I looked up some patriotic poems, and I want to share. There's seven of them here, but I'm not going to read all seven. They're relatively short, but I'm going to read two or three. Hopefully you will enjoy this. The American Flag, written by Joseph Rodman Drake. When freedom from her mountain height unfurled her standard to the air, she tore her azure robe of night and set the stars of glory there. She mingled with its glorious days the milky baldric of the skies. Then from his mansion in the sun, she called her eagle bearer down and gave into his mighty hand the symbol of her chosen hand. I hear America singing, Walt Whitman. I hear America singing the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his, as it should be, blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his, as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his, as he makes ready for work, or leaves off work. The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits on the bench. The hatter singing as he stands. The woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning, or the noon intermission, or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to her and to none else. The day that belongs to the night, at night the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs. America the Beautiful, Catherine Lee Bates. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet, whose stern impassioned stress a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. O beautiful for heroes provided in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. O beautiful for patriot dream that seems beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And what a better time than this to play Ray Charles singing America the Beautiful.
May God thy gold refine. in school, you know, we used to sing it something like this. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of gray. Far purple mountain majesties. Talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Save it, brotherhood, from sea to shining sea. From sea to shining sea, oh Lord, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Shining sea.
I was going to read about our founding fathers. I was going to read to you the Declaration of Independence, and I decided against that. I just a second ago closed the browsers that I had open for those because, well, if you've been around the Ed Boston Podcast Network long, you've heard me talk many times about the founders. You can Google search the Declaration of Independence and you can read it. But as I close, I would say preach here for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to preach, but I am going to talk about something that America needs to hear. We live in a day and age where we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You probably remember or have heard that, and if you do, it comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12. Let me read it again so that you know exactly where I was coming from. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This fight isn't just for us here in America, but it's for Christians throughout the world. One thing that can unite us is our love for Jesus Christ. And we do that knowing that the evil one is going to fight and fight hard. You see, the evil one doesn't want God to bless America. The evil one, he wants us for his own, and he cannot share with God. After the verse that I just read in Ephesians 6, verse 13 starts, "Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, Paul says, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. And my challenge to Christians throughout the world is to say exactly what Paul says there at the end. Pray. Pray for those who are speaking out. Speaking out not just in defiance, but are speaking out for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pray that God will give us and you the words so that we can fearlessly make known the gospel. We need to take the gospel to the world. We were formed as a godly nation. That's not up to debate, even though many do. But we thank God and we ask that He would continue to bless America today and every day. Enjoy this final song. God bless you and go out and do the right thing.
Please welcome Evie Claire.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and